Why do I see the number 222? And how does it apply to the law of attraction?
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, a number of people write me on a regular basis and they say, Robert, why am I seeing the number 22 or 222 or 2222, sometimes 202. And I'm going to try to answer that. Understand that the universe speaks through mathematics. It speaks through numbers. So it's communicating with you on a mathematical level. So let's understand that. And in the Kabbalah, the ancient teachings of the Kabbalah, the number 2 relates to the Sephira called Chachma. Chachma is about wisdom. Chachma is the first real expression of manifestation from the divine eminence of Keter. Okay, so I don't want to get too complicated here for you, but Chachma is the first expression of manifestation. When you start seeing the number 2, just the number 2, and you see it all the time, it's an expression from the universe, a communication on a quantum level that you are beginning a new line of manifestation, a new vein of manifestation is taking place in your life. And it's amazing because once you, if you have an idea what that manifestation is, I get very, very excited because I know it started. Okay, it was an idea, it was a thought, it was a feeling, it was a plan, but now it's actually beginning to manifest. It's starting. Now, 2 is not the end of manifestation. 2 is only the beginning of manifestation. So it's important to realize that. It's also important to realize that when you see the number 2 showing up in your life, it's a sign from the infinite that you are being given increased intuition and increased wisdom. Ah, I gotta tell you, wisdom, it's what Solomon prayed for. Wisdom is so important because you're going to have, and you're going to wake up one morning and go, I just seem to feel things and know things that I never felt and knew before. That's that increased wisdom pouring through you as a part of this new manifestation that's taking place in your life. Oh, doesn't that feel good? Doesn't that feel good? Hey, I want to remind you that last Sunday, we just blew the socks off the server. We had so many people show up for Manifesting Beyond Belief that some of the broadcasts, the webinars, the quality was just terrible. We were literally crashing the server. And so we've extended it a few days longer through Thursday. I want you to sign up for Manifesting Beyond Belief. It's a free one-hour webinar. Rachel and I are giving it to you. It's our gift to you. We want you to sign up. It's a life changer. This is the ultimate in manifestation. It really is. And so all you need to go to is startmanifesting.com. That's startmanifesting.com and sign up today because this offer is going to end soon. Then there's going to be a new offer coming up, but it will cost you money. So this one is free and you can show up and you can take advantage of all the good information. If you attended, but the quality was terrible or whatever, you can still sign up again. Okay? Manifesting Beyond Belief. Simply go to startmanifesting.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number two, and this is important, it's the beginning of love. Now, oftentimes in some of the ancient mystery schools, two was associated with love because it was two individuals coming together, and it's the starting of new love. Now, it can be a new relationship, or it can be the starting of a new relationship with somebody that you've already been in a relationship with, okay? But it's the starting. It's the universe saying, we are beginning. But I don't want you to confuse this, because a lot of people will tell you that the number two is the love card. It's the love number because it's two. But it's still two. It's duality. And duality is your way or my way, your ideas or my ideas, your plan or my plan. It isn't until we get to the number three that we have a synergy of our way, not your way, not my way, our way. At the number three, we have a massive increase in bond, in trust, in friendship. But the love is still there. The love that started at the number two continues to the number three. I know it sounds a little crazy. I'm trying to stay sane here for you folks. Okay. It just means you're coming together. But you need to, as far as the law of attraction is concerned, you need to really double down on your affirmations. You need to double down on your positive thoughts. You need to double down on your energy work, on your vibration, on your clearing, because two is a coming together, but it is not a permanent union necessarily. It can be. It can transform into a permanent union, but it's not there yet. It's two lovers. It's two energies. By the way, this is the same with business. Business people, if you get the number two, it's a new opportunity. It's a new partnership. It's a new relationship, perhaps with an employee or an employer, but it doesn't mean that it's cemented into a long-term marriage that really is fruitful and positive and optimistic and resourceful. Now, you've got variations. You've got 222. That's a very powerful one. 202, 22. If you see the number 22, this is an extraordinarily powerful number. In the Kabbalah, there are 22 paths on the Tree of Life. There are 10 energy centers called Sephirot, but there are 22 paths or ways of getting, roads, vias, ways of getting to these Sephirots. And so if you've got 22, it means the universe is opening up to you big time. It means that you are going to experience drastic empowerment to be a master creator of whatever it is you desire, because you have the entire tree available to you. You don't just have part of it. You have the entire tree. The universe is saying, now, 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 now is the time to manifest. Let's get off our ass and get going. Okay, if you see the number 22 and you're seeing it regularly, the universe is talking to you. Particularly, you folks who are business creators, writers, artists, creators of ideas, movie producers, directors, actors. If you're seeing the number 22, with that idea you've been working on, you need to get it going right now. I mean right now. It's huge, it's big, and you have the power of the universe working with you. Also, for everyone, if you see the number 222, it's a sign that you need to listen to your intuition. Listen to that little voice in the back of your head, because universal life force energy is flowing through you now at a greater rate than ever before. You're in the creative stage. And so if you're seeing the number 222, your wisdom, your inner wisdom, your inner intuition is being awakened. Listen, listen, listen. Universal energy is flowing through you. Now, if you are in a relationship and you see the number 222 or variations thereof, 22, you need to focus on the future. Focus heavily on the future. I mean, if you're seeing that number, the universe is telling you, you need to visualize like you've never visualized before. You need to visualize the future in present tense. Did you hear what I just said? You need to visualize the future in present tense. It's so important. I can't emphasize that enough, because you have a new vein of creation taking place in your life. So the more you give this vein of creation a direction in which to follow, the more successful you will be in manifesting your desires. The final thing I want to say is, if you're seeing the number 222, allow your energy to flow. Don't worry about your limiting beliefs and your negativity and your doubts and your fears. Try to put those to the side and allow that positive, uplifting, creative energy to flow through your life. Now, if you see the number 2 and you're in a relationship that is struggling, it can mean conflict. Because remember, I told you, 2 was 2 people. It's still 2 different ways of looking at life, 2 different ways of doing, it's duality. So it can also mean conflict. One of the things you can do is to bring about energy healing for yourself and always for the other person. It means do it twice. If you're doing a positive affirmation for yourself, do it twice. Once for yourself, once for the other person. Always double down when you see the number 2. Doing something good for yourself and something good for the other person or situation in your life. But finally, let me just say that if you're seeing the number 2, you're beginning something new, a new creation. I'm excited for you. I'm really excited for you. You have to give that energy a direction in which to flow. And you do that through creative visualization over and over and over again. Hey, we are out of time. Want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Hopefully we can get to you. And if you're going through a relationship struggle right now, be sure and write us a letter. We have a few openings at this present time, at the time of this recording. We're looking for serious people that want to take their relationship to the next level. Have a great day now, because you absolutely, positively deserve it. Bye-bye now.